Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Ekev, we hear about the second Luchos. As we heard in Parshas Kisisa in Sefer Shmos, the first Luchos were, of course, broken by Moshe after the Chet Ha'Egel. And our Parsha describes the making of the second Luchos. And Moshe describes the differences between the way the first Luchos were given and the way the second Luchos were given. First of all, the first Luchos were carved out by Hashem, and the first Luchos were written by Hashem. The Torah told us that in Parshas Kisisa, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tazayin, Ve'aluchos Ma'asei Elokim Heima. The Luchos were made by Hashem. Ve'amichtav Michtav Elokim. And it was written by Hashem. That was the first Luchos. But the second Luchos, on the other hand, were carved out by Moshe, as the Torah says in Parshas Kisisa, and also in our Parsha, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Hashem told Moshe, Pesol Lecha Shnei Luchos Avanim. You, Moshe, must carve out two stone luchos. And while Hashem wrote the words on the first luchos, the Torah says in the next pasuk in Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, Va'echtov al haluchos es hadvarim asher hayu al haluchos arishonim. I, says Moshe, wrote out the aseres hadibros onto the luchos, just as they were written on the first luchos. And another difference is that the first Luchos were given with great fanfare, with fire, with lightning, with heavenly voices. The second Luchos were almost given behind the scenes, so to speak, very, very quietly. In addition, the Torah in our Parsha tells us what we did not hear regarding the first Luchos. The Torah says here in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel that Moshe made an aron atzei shitim, an aron, a cabinet made of acacia wood. And the Torah makes special note of the fact in Perek Yud Pasuk Hey that the Luchos were placed in that cabinet that Moshe made. And all of this was done, of course, as Hashem commanded. Va'asim es haluchos ba'aron asher asisi vayu sham kasher tzivani Hashem. I placed the luchos in that wooden cabinet that I myself made, says Moshe, and they are there, and they were there, just as Hashem commanded. And the question is, what's the message? What is the message of Moshe doing all of the work for the second Luchos? And what are we to make of the fact that Moshe placed those Luchos in the wooden cabinet that Moshe was asked to build? The Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, says in his Perush to the Torah Ha'amek Davar that all of these aspects of the second Luchos point not only to the way the Torah was given to Moshe, but the way the Torah is to be given to each one of us in each and every generation. First of all, the Netziv says the second Luchos, the ones that lasted, the ones that were not broken, are the ones that came from us. All of Torah learning, all of Avodas Hashem, is what we bring to the table, not what Hashem hands us, so to speak. The first Luchos were handed to us, but they didn't last. The second Luchos, the ones that lasted forever, are the Luchos that needed work. They needed to be carved by Moshe, not Hashem. They needed to be carried up the mountain by Moshe, not Hashem. They needed to be written by Moshe, not Hashem. And it's a major lesson for us. There are many gifted people in the world. This one can memorize perfectly, has photographic memory, and that one was born with a brilliant mind, etc., etc. But that's not what Hashem looks at. Those gifts are mamish that. They're gifts. The essence of Torah learning is amelus batorah. It's hard work. It takes effort. It's not what Hashem gives you, so to speak, but what you make for yourself. The first luchos were given by Hashem without any work done by humans. And what happened to the first luchos? We know what happened. They were broken. The essential, everlasting Luchos are the second Luchos, the ones made by Moshe. In addition, says the Netziv, there's another element going on here. The lesson of the wooden box, the Aron Atzei Shitim, the wooden cabinet. And the message is as follows, says the Netziv. Another key element of Talmud Torah and Avodas Hashem is the simple, the plain, the quiet, the behind the scenes. To ensure the transmission of the Torah, there must be a wooden box to hold that Torah. Not a silver box, not a golden box, not a bejeweled box, just a wooden box. Usually flashy, one-time fireworks fizzle as quickly as they rise. And they can even end, chas v'shalom, in disaster, just like what happened at the Egel HaZahav. But we must not learn Torah so we'll become famous. We cannot learn Torah for the kavod. We don't learn Torah for the silver, for the gold, for the flashy, for the fireworks. We must learn Torah for Torah's sake. And we must learn Torah even in challenging conditions, even when all we have is a wooden box, a wooden cabinet, when all we have are simple, austere, even Spartan conditions. Quiet service of Hashem with fortitude and determination, building a simple wooden box or carrying the luchos up the mountain while no one is looking. That is Torah, and that Torah stays forever. Have an amazing day, everyone!